it started. Time to get it started.
Entertainer, the motivator, the educator, Lucky Murray, and I'm back with another Christian Hip Hop Now, where we talk about Christian Hip Hop current events and a little bit of sports, because I like sports. Maybe sometimes, I don't know, people, but today, man, is a very unfortunate day. Yes. I recently had to get a procedure, a birth control procedure, where it's going to stop me having kids. But it's okay, people. I got six kids. I got five kids, and I got one on the way. So I don't want any more children. So as I'm recovering from this situation, I want to talk about a few things. I want to talk about Jay Monty. And how Sony just stopped his project. He had to take down his project. We're going to talk about Enough and the strange things about Enough as far as his notoriety and a few other things, man. We got JP Killed It featuring Cam. Sideways, don't go anywhere. This is Christian Hip Hop Now.
JP Killed It. I ain't got no choice, I'ma do it my way. When I said that I would make it, they looked at me sideways. Put my all into the music, so I charge a high rate. And now it's all praise up to God, I'ma do it my way. Yeah, I ain't got no choice, I'ma do it my way. When I said that I would make it, they looked at me sideways. Put my all into the music, so I charge a high rate. And now it's all praise up to God, I'ma do it my way. The man of the fill in the blank. I got the drip like a fish in a tank. I'm pulling in numbers, I need me a rake. And I'm the best rapper that's out of my state. Haters mad, they gon' say things. But I'm going places, they can't change things. It's JP on the rise, bout to get my team some big rings. Ryan Haley wanna be me, grant your wish like I'm a genie. Ay, I ain't tint my windows, cause I know that they gon' see me, yo. Back then I was broke, selling beats, getting that loose change. But I ain't lose my hope, I kept it pushing like I'm Usain. I ain't got no choice, I'ma do it my way. When I said that I would make it, they looked at me sideways. Put my all into the music, so I charge a high rate. And now it's all praise up to God, I'ma do it my way. Yeah, I ain't got no choice, I'ma do it my way. When I said that I would make it, they looked at me sideways. Put my all into the music, so I charge a high rate. And now it's all praise up to God, I'ma do it my way.
Had to take flight, change my outlook. Okay, you see, I got the bunnies, the retights I seen and leave an impact. I'ma be a fool while I got hang time. Do the math till we on the incline, everything drop. I don't need a cosign. Signed a CV on 2019. All praise to God. Tangent, we on here rampant.
Honey, some
yellow tape to keep the fake away. Secure the scene, the banging in my place. Doing my way with Yahweh, Yahweh. Controlling my way, I gotta stay balanced. Run this first rehearsed up in the booth. What I claim I'm capable of.
I ain't got no choice, I'ma do it my way. When I said that I would make it, they looked at me sideways. Put my all into the music, so I charge a high rate. And now it's all praise up to God, I'ma do it my way. Yeah, I ain't got no choice, I'ma do it my way. When I said that I would make it, they looked at me sideways. Put my all into the music, so I charge a high rate. And now it's all praise up to God, I'ma do it.
Yes, 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 that was JP Killed It featuring Cam. Sideways, man. Christian Hip Hop Now. And man, next week the site will be up. Christian Hip Hop Now or chhnow.com will be up because I feel like a few things. One, I feel like, yo, man, I've been saying that for a while, been working on it. But I'm about to get it started, brother. But here's what we got going on, man. Guys, Jay Monty of Jay Monty Studios. We talked about the day on the morning vibes. Yesterday, excuse me. Talked about the yesterday on the morning vibes. And Jay Monty had to take down his Testify Season 1 album that he dropped. So here's what Jay Monty said. He said, for reasons beyond my control, Testify Season 1 is no longer available for streaming or purchases. For those of you who don't know, I'm signed to Sony and I can't just release music as if I were an independent artist. So I assume responsibility for this being taken down. I signed a contract and I have to honor that. I definitely don't regret being up for the time it was up and the lives that it impacted and the many messages that it promoted you all to send me that I'm still trying to respond to. The good news is that y'all embraced this tape so well and showed so much love that Sony is interested in hashtag Testify, and there's a possibility that we can get it back up. And we had a lot of artists say, you know, yo, labels are trash, it's unbelievable, you know, people saved the album, people devastated, and I get that. Here's my thing. It was bound to happen because the way he was doing the Testify series, I thought the brother was still not signed. That's what I thought. I thought the brother was just moving the way he was moving. Excuse me. Every Tuesday, I think by the beginning of the year, he was dropping these Testifies. So he dropped the album because he was getting a good bit of publicity off the album. I thought it really like touched the whole YouTube situation, and the YouTube situation touched it touched CHH. I don't think that it really touched anything outside of it, but it was pretty dope. You know what I'm saying? It was pretty dope. But for him having to take it down, it just shows you, man, the power of record labels. And I don't want people to sit here and act like record labels are the devil, because you know what you want. You knew what you signed before you signed it, right? You knew what the deal was before you signed the record label. And it was 3.5 years since Jay Monty dropped the project. But before that, he had a lot of buzz behind him. I remember when he did the whole, what was the thing? Oh, the 100 bars. He had like 3 series of the 100 bars and running type joint. He was doing that, and that was going really well. But I think that because he took a hiatus from music, it really kind of dampened his buzz, but he brought it back up. But when you're signed to a record label, you got to play by their rules, man. You don't have the, because hey, here's Sony probably gave him an advance. They probably got him and the team working together, put out music. Jay Monty is probably not the most excited person when it comes to working with this record label, because I believe Jay Monty has a particular style, particular way, particular method that he wants to move his music. And when you're not independent, you have to abide by these governing parties. So, kind of frustrated. I get it. I understand it. But I don't want to make the record label into the bad guy. Here's what I mean. He needed something from the record label. If not, he wouldn't have signed. And I think that this is, hey, me, I didn't listen to it, you know, because I was like, oh, you know, Jay Monty, I heard, you know, Fuyoli testifies. But I think it's going to do good for him in this sense. Why? I want to hear it. I want to hear it. I'm trying to look for the bootleg version of Testify Season 1. Matter of fact, I'm about to put a tweet out right now. Like, yo, if anybody got that J Monty's Testify Volume 1, let me listen to it, brother. Put it out some way. Put it out there, J Monty. But hey, man, I'm excited to see what J Monty got going on. They should do something quickly with this controversy. I think the record label and J Monty both can come together and really benefit, because I think the record label really wants to recruit from signing J Monty, and I think that he has the opportunity to do so. Only time will tell. But when we come up next, we got some more heat going on. Don't go anywhere. Christian hip hop now.
We going to another level. Yeah. Hop on the TZ Del Camino. Yeah. Black 22s on Black Lorenzo. Yeah. We make them boys move out the way though. Talking about my mom's, yeah.
MJ from the key. Big smoke for the team. Roadblocks in the way. Running through with no screens. We muscle through the opposition. For every time I see the lunch provision, I give him a praise dance with the ribbons. Winning, 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 winning. Grace the light of men forever. Heaven's royal diet. Here might find new life in him. The one who died and rose to life again. Woo! Been through highs and lows. Had my fist exposed. Woo! Still surviving, still I rise. Maya Angelou. Have to learn if I'ma follow him, then I'ma give my all no matter who approves. Opposition is my ammunition. I'ma speak to mountains till they move. This for the overcomers, raise the sons and daughters. Working extra hours, praying early morning, grinding for the come up. Giving all and nothing, this is all and nothing.
We're going to another level. Yeah, hop on the TZ Del Camino. Yeah, Black 22s on Black Lorenzo. Yeah, we make them boys move out the way though. Talking about my mom's, yeah.
Yeah, level up. Say the greatest views come after the hardest climbs. Level up. I'm trying to be the father and the man that I have never seen. Feel like someone should have left a manual or a magazine. Struggle with the only enemy that I intend to be. I would go back, but me and destiny got better chemistry. Had to learn whatever you believe become your legacy. So either be a part of that decay or be the remedy. You could doubt the man, but you should never doubt the God in me. I serve a God who asked the what I am like an apostrophe. So trust me, I can see it from the price stand. It costs a lot to live a life with low standards. They scared to take the jump cause they can't stick the landing. We're giving up but not the option, you accept the challenge. Yeah, hop on the TZ Del Camino. Yeah, Black 22s on Black Lorenzo. Yeah, we make them boys move out the way though. Talking about my mom's, yeah.
Levels, yeah. Level. Yeah, look. The level that I'm going to make my enemies look like insects. Faith growing like interest. This is good soil, you should invest. You can throw them rocks and stones, but they ain't even make an ending. You can throw me in the fire, I just make it better like incense. My intent, intense, level up inches. Got me imprint when I was down. Instantly made it way, invent. In this love of here, super humbling. Like when I lose, I still win-win. With my situation looking troubling, I just watch it come through again, yeah. This is God, you know Moses with the rod. You know David and Goliath. You know 300 squad. Make the impossible possible. Mathematician with the yards, yo. He deserve an applause, yo. Hit the devil with a pause, yo. Move me up next to Mars, yo. Now I'm dancing with the stars, yo.
With so much content whizzing around out there, there's only one storytelling platform that helps you keep calm and stay informed and inspired. Flipboard. Flipboard curates the world's stories so you can be smarter in your work, life, and play. Choose from thousands of topics and personalize Flipboard and get the latest stories from the best publishers and experts delivered to you 24/7. When you see stories that you want to save and share, tap the plus button and add them to private or public collections. It's that simple, people. Used by millions of people every day, Flipboard is how people move themselves and the world forward. Get started now at flipboard.com. That's FLIPBOARD.com. Have you ever thought about starting your own podcast? When I was trying to get Christian Hip Hop Now off the ground, I had a lot of questions. How do I record an episode? How do I get my show into all the apps people like to listen? How do I make money from my podcast? The answer to every one of these questions is really, really simple. Anchor. Anchor is a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing your podcast. Best of all, it's 100% free and ridiculously easy to use. And now Anchor can match you with great sponsors who want to advertise on your podcast. That means you can get paid to podcast right away. In fact, that's what I'm doing right now by reading this ad. The reason why I personally like Anchor is because, like I said, I have a weekly podcast, Christian Hip Hop Now, and it has allowed me to not only distribute my podcast for free, but it's a great place to host my podcast. And I know that if I don't have the money, because it's free, my podcast will still be on all these wonderful platforms. So if you always wanted to start a podcast, make money doing it, go to anchor.fm/start. That's anchor.fm/start to join me and the diverse community of podcasters already using Anchor. That's anchor.fm/start. I can't wait to hear your podcast. What's going on, fam? It's the entertainer, the motivator, the educator, Lucky Murray. And I want to inform you that we have a new change in the name of the show. No longer called the Lucky Murray Podcast, we changed the name to Christian Hip Hop Now. This is a new platform, not only as a podcast, but a new blog site for Christian Hip Hop. So no longer called the Lucky Murray Podcast, the new show is called Christian Hip Hop Now. This is still a show about Christian Hip Hop, current events, sports, plus interviews with artists. Christian Hip Hop Now is on 8 platforms, including Spotify and Google Podcasts. Again, it's the entertainer, the motivator, the educator, Lucky Murray. Check out Christian Hip Hop Now. Yes, sir. What's going on, fam? It's the entertainer, the motivator, the educator, Lucky Murray, man. And I got some news, man. I got a concert that I'm putting together. The concert is called the Fearless Concert. It is going to be July 20th, 2019 at the Yount Center here in Fountain in South Carolina. So if you around Greenville or surrounding areas, or if you don't mind driving, tickets are only $10. Only $10? Yes, sir. It's only $10. You know, hey, instead of buying you that Big Mac and fries and getting you 2 apple pies, you can come see Lucky Murray live. Hey, man, but yeah, when we come back from the break, I want to talk about some songs you need to listen to. I also got the NF conversation I want to kind of do real quick. So, man, it's been kind of cool, man. It's been kind of cool. So, don't go nowhere, man. We got Xavier Sorrow featuring Ruslan and Joey Vontaze. Joey! Thank God. Christian Hip Hop Now. Only echo my views from a distance. See, I don't think you care to listen. Until I came up with that vision. Haters talk a lot, they be running their mouth. They can quiet down when the music loud, yeah. I'm a hustle, I made my mama proud. Every blessing hit, y'all gotta thank God. They
thank God, thank God.
Oh, yeah. Don't let the license smoke for you. I was out working on it, no, yeah. Put in the OT like a joy, yeah. Ay. The block hard with my knees first, it's all God. Yeah. Took over in 16 and by 17 I took off. Full flight and we getting it, look, I got no sweating in. Labels low key checking in, but I make enough, I ain't dead in. Nah. Yeah. I put the work in his hand, yeah. I started flipping the pan, yeah. Yeah. Must do a show for my fan, yeah. Yeah. I just got booked for Japan, yeah. Hey. There's no take backs, thank God for this playback. Yeah. Playbacks, all true facts, and that recipe to build true stack. I know that it's due to you, yeah. I will stay true to you. Yeah. What's up my soul for loop? Yeah. I got the master's pool. I didn't lie. I'm about to make my move. Royal line. I bet they wish they know.
I was a ghost in your madhouse. Only echo my views from a distance. See, I don't think you care to listen. Until I came up with that vision. Haters talk a lot, they be running their mouth. They gon' quiet down when the music loud. Yeah, I'ma hustle hard, make my mama proud. Every blessing hit, y'all gotta thank God, thank God, thank God.
Thank God, thank God,
thank God.
They ask me questions, I answer with why.
Why's that?
I do not play games, I cross like AI. Maybe this is not real, it's more like AI. I ain't never lie.
Yeah.
Some of them clinic that hurting me.
Yeah.
Been making bracelets like Myrtle Beach.
Myrtle.
That was the year we killed Naka, man.
Naka.
Before then it was uncertainty.
Yeah.
I almost quit maybe seven times. Seven. But the Lord, he gave me seven lives. I never came to be lukewarm. Rather than people be edified.
Yeah. They got me twisted in backwards. Thinking it's just about rap words. Better than slow down, know your role. And maybe you ask first, all they talk about is practice.
What's that?
I'm thinking, how about you match this? Every day I show up, show up. Push, push, throw up, show up. Thank God I said it. Never fell off and stayed authentic. Never compromised in the middle of the lies to the end of my demise. You know I get it.
So you don't have to make the mistakes that I made. You can learn from mine and go about
it. I was a ghost in your madhouse. Only echo my views from a distance. See, I don't think you care to listen. Until I came up with that.
Hold up, let me talk real quick. Dapped in black, black on black on black.
Black on black.
Yo, white line, call that Johnny Cash.
Johnny Cash.
Sound like Jaja Binks, dissing me so trash.
Flow
just like a time machine, boy, I bring it back. Singing out a rapper, but I'm rapping if you gotta be for me to flow. Any pattern I go, any pattern I go, comma, hama, I'ma go. They see the moves that I'm making, I'm waking up people who sleeping for real. I reckon you reckon better records, I'm racking up checks to the rail. That's who I feel, switch it out like Nintendo. Pay my dues, got red though. Popping off coke and Mentos. Enemies under my 10 toes, you keeping up with the tempo. I don't mess with no fake bros. Rappers want my cheat codes. Reflex, but okay though. I thank God like I made it. I hit the crew, we made it. Love or hate, you can debate it. Be hit hard like a headache. Snap like Thanos and Menace. Had to go back and forth tennis. Boy, I just got started. Hold up, let me finish.
I was a ghost in your madhouse. Only echo my views from a distance. See, I don't think you care to listen. Until I came up with that vision. Haters talk a lot, they be running their mouth.
Yes.
They can quiet down.
So that was Xavier Sorrow featuring Ruslan and Joey Vontez. Thank God part two. This is Christian hip hop now. And I want to kind of talk about a video that I thought was very, 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 very interesting, to say the least. And it was a particular artist. No, it was about a YouTuber named Blackie Speaks. Blackie Speaks. And he said the strange thing about NF. And in his argument, he was saying that, yo, NF pretty much came out of nowhere. And despite his just emergence as a artist, that hip hop does not really rock with NF. And not only does he not want to rock with hip hop, doesn't rock with him, he doesn't rock with hip hop as well. I think NF has a very interesting claim to fame. Me and Miguel talked about this yesterday, and here is my perspective. You cannot get mad at me for my perspective. NF, Nate, use of I think it was a concoction of three different things that allowed Nate to blow up. One, the fact that he sounds like Eminem. His sound is reminiscent of Eminem, but he does have talent. So you can't just say that, oh, everybody who sounds like Eminem blows up. No, not exactly. But you can tell when an artist has an influence from Eminem that is making it in the mainstream. Machine Gun Kelly. A few other people. But Machine Gun Kelly comes to mind. So you got that. One, two, emo, the emergence of emo rap. Eminem, and his formula was, look, Eminem was very raw about how he felt. He even talked about his children's mother. He talked about a lot of different things that was kind of taboo for, you know, just hip-hop in general. And he was raw with it. And he gained a fan base like that. But emo rap really took off the time that NF dropped his NF EP back in 16. Three, his combination with signing to a Christian record label, being like, hey, I'm a Christian, but catering to a fan base that is not necessarily hip-hop. A lot of NF fans are not traditional hip-hop fans. So when you got a platinum album, when you got a triple platinum single, but you don't have none of the accolades that a lot of your peers in the same arena has, I don't even think that NF has been nominated for any awards. But I think that also the fourth one, that his streaming, if it wasn't for his streaming with records like Let You Down, which really, really took off, was one of his biggest records ever, I don't think that NF would be talking about NF like that. Now, he does great streaming numbers. His song, The Search, got about 5 million streams already, been out for a week. I think that once the song gets playlisted, he's probably going to get a few more streams. But when you look at 5 million and then you also look at 655 million for Let You Down, it's like, bruh, like you got to do a little bit more. So my thing with NF is that me and Miguel talked about this, and I want to kind of present this in Christian Pop now. Has NF reached its peak? Careers typically last about 3 years, right? 3 years. Do you think that NF new album is going to do the same numbers as Perception did? And Perception was really carried with Let You Down, right? He had a number one song in the country 2 years ago. Do you think that this is the pinnacle for NF? And here's what I think. Maybe without him being embraced by hip hop, do you think that he can grow? I mean, sure, yeah, his fan base can grow. I think his tour dates would be crazy. I even think that his merchandise game be crazy. NF is not gonna want for nothing. I mean, marketing genius, whoever's behind NF, is doing a wonderful job. But has he peaked as far as an artist? Is this the best that he can go and get? And the question remains the same when he drops The Search. I'm curious to see the type of numbers that it do. Now, if it does between, you know, 54,000, 60,000 numbers, it's like, it hasn't really translated to his next album. So the question is NF mainstream? I gotta say no. Yes, he's a very highly successful artist, and a lot of artists would love to be where NF is at. I do not think that he's a mainstream artist. But he has a platinum record. He has a triple platinum single. Hey, those stats right there is pretty great. Ling of the Boss, bless you. Christian Hip Hop Now.
You know I'm blessed. Got no regrets, devil no threat, free from the dead. No need to flex, God on my side, you know I'm blessed. I don't have nothing to prove, impossible for me to lose, yeah. I do not have any chains, I left all my sin in the tomb, yeah.
It's funny how some of my ops not wanna be part of my crew, yeah. They say only some get the dub, I wanna be one of the few. I do it new, I wake up, I hustle, I work. I'm in the booth or I'm in church, yeah, yeah. There's one place I find in my words, when I'm seeking thy kingdom first, yeah, yeah. They said I had so much to learn, but now they would pay for a verse, yeah, yeah. Don't think that my hustle will stop, it ends when I'm dead in a hearse, yeah, yeah. I had to go off, one song, you know why they call me the boss. Strength and dignity wherever I walk, I spit the heat and I serve it with sauce. No regrets, devil no threat, free from the dead. No need to flex, God on my side, you know I'm blessed. Got no regrets, devil no threat, free from the dead. No need to flex, God on my side, you know I'm blessed. I do not have to pretend, won't sell my soul for a fan, yeah, don't need approval of man, on the solid rock I stand, yeah, God, he got me in his hands, I'm just trusting in his plan, yeah, I set it off with a bang, suddenly they wanna hang.
What?
I make goals and get up and grind, they wanna know if I'm signed, yeah, yeah, I came to get all that's mine, flex on the devil and shine, yeah, yeah. Things of heaven on my mind, unafraid of aiming high. Said I couldn't rhyme, now they surprised. I'm in my prime, stop me, they try. To everybody who doubted me, I'm so glad I didn't stop. I've been cooking up some fire, I'm Minio, coming in hot. Got no regrets, devil no threat, free from the dead. No need to flex, God on my side, you know I'm blessed. Got no regrets, devil no threat, free from the dead. No need to flex, God on my side, you know I'm blessed.
What's going on, fam? It's the entertainer, the motivator, the educator, Lucky Murray. And you probably heard me on the Morning Vibes. You probably been following my YouTube channel, or you have been a loyal listener to my podcast, Christian Hip Hop Now. Well, I also can help you with your marketing needs. Need your music reviewed? Do you need one-on-one consultation? Do you need help with getting exposure for your music? I have a platform which I can use to get more listeners and viewers to your brand. If you are interested, please email me at luckymurraymusic@gmail.com. That's luckymurraymusic@gmail.com. Email me and let's talk about how we can partner together so you can have exposure to your brand. Yes, sir. What's going on, fam? It's the entertainer, the motivator, the educator, Lucky Murray. And if you love hearing me every Friday on Christian Hip Hop Now, you will love my morning show, The Morning Vibes, with Miguel on RadioUNT.net. The Morning Vibes is a different morning show. We talk Christian hip hop, we talk current events, we talk interviews from artists and also different people from all walks of life. We are live online on the Roku app and Apple TV. Just type in Radio UNT. Also, we are on the TuneIn app as well. So if you love Christian Hip Hop Now, you will love The Morning Vibes every morning, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. only on RadioUNT.net.
Time to get it started. Right now.
What's going on, fam? It's the entertainer, the motivator, the educator, Lucky Murray. And I want to talk about something real quick before we jump back on the break. Ruslan just did a video about how DJ Michael V took over Christian hip hop. DJ Michael V just started out as just a rapper, not a rapper, like a DJ, really wanted to get into the space, being kind of, what's the word, just kind of aggressive when it comes to people with influences or influence. And now his name is synonymous with Christian hip hop. And I got a few worries about that. I don't like the wording of taking over Christian pop, because it's not hard to take over Christian hip hop. It's really not, people. Christian hip hop is not as big as what a lot of people may think it is. So that's like me saying, yo, man, you know, at one point in time, I wasn't even considered as a rapper in Fountain Inn, but now I'm the hottest rapper in Fountain Inn. Are there really a lot of rappers in my local town of 7,000 people, of 7,000 people? How many rappers are there? And then if they are rappers, how many are really relevant? It's not a lot. It's not hard to get into that space if it's dominated by a small amount of people. So to say, oh, you took it over, okay, I can see that. But DJ Mike FV is not touring with the bigger names like the Reach Records or even I think he does something with RMG, maybe. His look is Indie Tribe, and he's also touring with John Chris. That's his big claim to fame, touring with John Chris. Now the brother's eating, don't get me wrong, and he's producing and making music, okay? So I don't want to sit here and say that DJ Mike FV is not killing it. But when you talk about, oh man, how he's taking over CHH by just fulfilling a need. To me, a lot of times that's kind of self-explanatory, to say the least. So the question is, while I'm getting text messages on my phone, Is that an accurate term to say? I don't think so. But he is doing his thing. So shout out to Mike LV. Shout out to Ruslan for doing these CHH things. And hey, it's doing something. He see a need. He's feeling the need. Hey, coming back, we're going to talk a little bit sports. Jay Ashawn, Little Things. Christian hip hop now.
Besties, sweeter than some Nestle. Think that we just missed.
Don't hesitate.
No need for filters. All we need is real love. All we need is near us. Little mama, just slide. Hit the passenger side. We can coast through the night. Stars, they tell you how beautiful you are. Hope when you look at your scars, they tell you that you're a work of art. Don't forget the little things, yeah. 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 Can you picture me and you seaside? Tryna move a little shawty to the east side. Tryna make a baby mama out of bride. Told her that she all I need in my life. I'ma tell you that you're beautiful my often. So every time you see your mirror, you see your shine, you see your glow, you see your mind. This world is cold, I know, I know. But mama told us it'll be okay. Papa told me keep the faith. Grandma told me get the paper. Stacked you like Frito-Lay. I'm just tryna lead the way. I'm just tryna lead the way. Baby, you should see your face. What's gorgeous thing I seen today? Oh, when you look at the stars, they tell you how beautiful you are. Oh, when you look at your scars, they tell you that you're a work of art. Don't forget the little things, yeah. 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 Yeah, don't forget the little things, yeah. We'll be right back.
tell ya. Better off with me. You ain't never gotta worry about a thing. Just lie, just lie. Stick around for the ride. Tryna get everything you need. You ain't never gotta worry about a thing. Never gotta.
Yes, Jay Ashawn, Little Things, Christian Hip Hop Now, Lucky Murray, and I just want to talk about little things real quick. Tonight is the NBA Finals Game 4, all right? We have the Toronto Raptors against the Golden State Warriors, which at first when the series start, I was like, yo, I think Golden State has a very excellent chance to win the NBA Finals without Kevin Durant. I said about 5 or 6 games. I said they've been playing really well. I said, but it's going to determine game one as far as the Florida game, because they did have a long wait and they looked really rusty. They lost game one, won game two. Steph Curry had the best game ever in game three with 47 points, but look, man, that team right there reminded me so much of the 2015 the Cleveland Cavaliers. If you remember, Kyrie Irving and Kevin Love both was out. And you pretty much had LeBron James. You had J.R. Smith starting. You had the Tower Boy. You had the equipment manager. You had all these different people starting and playing. And look, they won 2 games, right? But the Warriors closed them out of 6. So tonight you have Klay Thompson coming back. I don't know if they have Looney coming back. DeMarcus Cousins really wasn't giving them a whole lot. And this is the very interesting point. Now, do I think that the Warriors is a better team without Kevin Durant? No, they're not a better team. But just to sit there and say that they have a lot of people's like, yo, they have no chance of without Kevin Durant. I'm like, nah. If they stayed healthy, they did. And they haven't really been healthy. Like I said before, like, if Toronto wins this championship, hey, you gotta give it. Hats off to Toronto. They took a gamble on Kawhi Leonard. Kawhi Leonard came there a year later, gave them people a ship. If they win, why do you think that Kawhi Leonard should leave the Golden State Warriors? Not the Golden State, well, excuse me. The Toronto Raptors for the Los Angeles Clippers? Man, you'd be crazy, man. Kawhi Leonard will own Canada. He will own Canada. He already brought property there. Like, dude, like, people will start doing that. Like, they will bring the superstars in and wine and dine them and have a year with each other to make it very difficult for the superstar to change his mind. You see what I'm saying? Like, it's hard to change your mind when you are as good as Kawhi Leonard and you have a year to think about your decision. You're in the NBA Finals. More than likely, since LeBron James is in Los Angeles, you're going to dominate the East for the next 4 or 5 years. Now, you're going to battle that against Milwaukee, because I think Milwaukee should have won that series. They should have won that series. But experience matter. And I still think the Warriors can win, but they got to win tonight. And I think that Kevin Durant comes back either game 5 or game 6. But this is very interesting. This is one thing I love about sports, right? Sports is the ultimate team game. Basketball is the ultimate team game. I love football as well. I think football and basketball are the ultimate team games. I'm an American, so I'm very biased. You know, I think soccer or football in other countries, I think that's an awesome game too. But being American, basketball and football are the ultimate team sports. In basketball, on certain levels, you can get away with having one star. In high school, you can win state championships depending on what level you at with one great player and a lot of solid or decent players around them. When they get to college, not so much, because the level of competition is greater. In the NBA, it is so hard to maintain a level of winning because you have so many different factors that comes in. You have a very long season, the playoffs is very grueling, and then with the salary cap, it's hard to keep teams together. But it's something to say when you are in on a winning team. I got a song coming out this summer called Jordan Pippen. And I'm talking about the winning team. The winning team is pretty much the team with Christ. But I'm linking up with my producers like Jordan Pippen. And I value sports in so many ways because it's so awesome. But it's very interesting to see what the Golden State Warriors going to do tonight. I think they should win. I'm a big fan of greatness. I realize that. I love the Chicago Bulls back in the late 90s because it was great. I love Shaq and Kobe because it was great. I love the Warriors because they're great. I want to see them win another ring. I think they got maybe one or two more years left in their prime before the reins get taken over. Or it may be taken over by Toronto. I don't know. I know that Kevin Durant, it's weird, man. Because Kevin Durant could come back and literally help them win the title. And they was like, oh, they didn't need Kevin Durant. Oh, yeah, they do. they need another score, because if Steph can drop 47, your next player only drops 17 with Draymond? Something up here. Man, we got King Alico. Hey, yeah, hey. Come back with the lucky charm of the week. You know what time it is. This is Christian Hip Hop Now.
Coming straight out the woods like I'm an official. Hey, hey, hey. They try to throw dirt on my name, but I'm too official. Yeah, hey, straight out the nine, you know I'm a shine, I'm still in my city. Hey, yeah, shout out the remainders, we might just be nameless, but bubbling again. Yeah, finessing and flexing the blessings, you know how we do it. But not to boast to myself, I just be showing what he doing. I just say thank you sometimes, don't he know what he doing. Whole team ain't good, everybody chewing.
I rarely react to my problems, I rock, I let get it. I'm loved by the father, Akuna Matata, I know that he weak. Haters, they stay at my neck, just like a hit. But like living since 1997, it ain't no big.
I remember trying to make a band, but not like this. I'm talking racks, no Serena or Venus, no tennis. I really came out the harder way, I was pitching a penis. Fell out, but I got right back in position. High haters, hell, oh, did you miss me?
Count your blessings, stay progressive. Never let that paper stress you. Together when you under pressure. God first said that he's special. And you gotta believe me, I seen it, I know what he did. And no, you cannot unconvince me, I know what it is. And how many times I gotta remind you of this kid? And he won't never let him top me, lost the lead. And I'm good, just like that. From the trap to the church to the hood, and right back, Understood, just like that. They want real, I got real. Big old facts, big old facts,
I say,
Yeah, 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 yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, had to leave them, they was chasing after ice. I done seen friends lose it over dice. I done seen friends take another life. Diamond chain, it can never heal your pain. Clean the strip, it can never wipe the stain. Up in my brain, I just think about his name. I counted lost everything I did attain. Yo, I done lost friends chasing after Christ.
A lot of things can change when you get serious about God. The truth is, you can't love this world or love God. So I gotta break up with your world. Maybe we'll get back together one day.
I'm the one to sing, yeah. I'm way out your league, yeah. A friend of the world, God should never be, yeah. You know what they say, you know what they say. Every bad thing must come to an end. Breaking up with the world, cause you not my friend. I'm the one to sing, yeah. I'm way out your league, yeah. A friend of the world, God should never be, yeah. Got nowhere to go, I guess I'm going home.
I pray for a new fellowship to come about. Every day, just no friends, an empty house. Phone dry, yeah, nobody wanna hit me up. But I remember vividly, they pour my liquor in my cup. Yeah, get on my level. In the club, feeling good when we rolling with devils. But I'm rolling with the Lord, drawing lines in the sand. And I be preaching all this word, so they mad at me, man. Yo, I don't wanna be your friend, I don't wanna be your friend. Got me caught up in this shit, got me battling with this. What I'm gonna do with this? I am fresh up off the pen. Yeah, I had to make a switch, but I am just a little kid, yeah. So many years of a life that was void of Jesus Christ. Got me wanting what I want, like 20 years of a mindset riddled by the fall. I am going through withdrawals, oh well. I'm the one to sing, yeah. I'm way out your league, yeah. A friend of the world, no, God should never be, yeah. You know what they say, you know what they say. Every bad thing must come to an end. Breaking up with the world, cause you not my friend. I'm the one to sing, yeah. I'm way out your league, yeah. A friend of the world, yeah. God should never be, yeah. Got nowhere to go, I guess I'm going home.
Going home, going home, going home.
Maserati go crazy.
Yes. Hey man, I promise next week I will change the playlist up. This is the Lucky Charm of the week. And like I said, man, I need to get back in my Bible app. I was doing really well earlier this year and I stopped for some odd reason. I don't know what's going on, man. But let's read Isaiah 26:3. It says, "You will keep in perfect peace all who trusted you, all whose thoughts are fixed on you." And somewhere in other scripture says, "Keep your eye on Jesus, the author and perfecter of your faith." So I got a little testimony here, guys. Yesterday I got a vasectomy. I have 5 kids and I have 1 on the way. And me and my wife both talked. She did an IUD for about 3.5 years. Really messed with her body. Birth control really messed with women and their hormonal just balance. And as a husband, I didn't necessarily like how that made my wife feel. So I did the research and I was a little scared, man. I was like, man, I don't know about this junk, man. They're gonna be snipping at my boys. But I decided to get it. I'm sitting at home chilling, you know, my wife taking care of me. Shout out to the wife. She really did well with me. Come to find out, my air conditioner breaks. I done spent $292 on it. The compressor or something went out on it. So it looks like either I'm going to have to get another unit, which, or come back up there and spend another $300-$400 for them to fix it. I'm not putting no more money to that unit. And I'm kind of sad because I'm like, dang, man, I ain't even really had that money like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, that was money for me. But I have to realize, and this is where the scripture comes in. And I'm going to read it again. It says, "You will keep in perfect peace all who trust in you," which is God, "all who thoughts are fixed on you." So my life is not the air conditioner. My life is not the vasectomy. My life is not anything that goes wrong because, look, man, God is testing me and maturing me for something bigger, either here on earth or in heaven. And I got to be thankful that God has done that. So I pray that this encouraged you. Hey, man, like I said, man, we got 54 weeks in, man. We're trying to go to 105, man. So I got J. Paul Singh, Slap Me, Man. Y'all enjoy this. This is Christian Hip Hop Now.
I wish that I could find the right words to speak, cause lately we've been finding that we can't agree. You say I'm stubborn, I storm, how we suffer, how do we recover? Girl, you're my true lover. Been trying to get it right for about a week. The situation's pulling at my inner peace. so hard, I can't leave ya. It's making me weak just to think of you grieving. Now I gotta get right with love, get right with us. This stress is too much, baby girl, I need your touch. I would not be the same without you. Tell me, what can I do? Trying to get right with you.
Cause we've been here a few times, throwing shade and crossing all the lines. The picture ain't the same, girl, if you ain't in the frame. The sun just don't exist without your smile. So let me make it up to you.
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 That I could take it back to last week, when I said a couple things that I ain't even mean. I lost control, yeah.
Yeah,
you know how it goes when we go blow for blow. Then we go toe to toe, when we trying to heal the wounds from cutting too deep.
Ooh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Cause the dagger did damage to you and me, baby. Got me trying to take cover, but I'm feeling this hunger for your touch and no other. I'm just trying to get under you. Now I gotta get right with love, get right with us. This stress is too much, baby girl, I need your touch. I would not be the same without you. Tell me, what can I do? Trying to get right with you.
Cause we've been here a few times, throwing shade and crossing all the lines. The picture ain't the same, girl, if you ain't in the frame. The sun just don't exist without your smile. So let me make it up to you.
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 Let me make it up to you, girl.
Entertainer, the motivator, the educator, Lucky Murray, and I want to thank you for listening to Christian Hip Hop Now. I want to thank you for making this a successful show for Christian Hip Hop and helping us bring the name of Christ using the platform of hip hop to reach and save the lost. If you made it this far, please feel free to donate to the show to help us continue to spread the message of Christ through hip hop, and also to help us gain exposure for more artists in CHH. Go to chhnow.com and click on donate to get involved with helping growing this ministry. Again, this is the entertainer, the motivator, the educator, Lucky Murray. And thank you for listening to Christian Hip Hop Now. See you next time.